Right now, panel, it is time for you to answer some questions about this week's news. Brian, according to new research, if you want the best chance of surviving your hospital stay, make sure your doctor is a what?
Like,
robot?
Alien. No, not a robot.
Give me a...
Well, no, it's doctress, please.
Oh, a female doctor for feminine bedside manners?
That's pretty much it, actually. Your chances of survival...
That sounds like a lady product almost.
...with a female doctor.
Yeah.
You now know. Being treated by female doctors, or as your father calls them when you take him to the hospital, nurses... gives you a 4% lower chance of dying than seeing their male counterparts.
So now,
just 4%.
Just 4%. Is it possible that...
That sounds like it's within the margin of error.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering if it's possible that that is because women maybe listen?
That is exactly...
More than they talk?
You jest, Amy, but that's part of it. That women listen more...
So
they're advising men, male doctors, if they want to increase the survival rates of their patients, they should listen more, like women do, spend more time in follow-up, and stop celebrating successful open-heart surgeries by chest-bumping the patient.
I don't know. Because, you know, they have those, you can Yelp doctors now. You know that?
Yeah.
They have, like, you know, you can just see, what's this guy? I can go down rabbit holes of people just talking bad about doctors.
Yeah. Wow. So, but the people doctor kills,
yeah,
they never get to write those Yelp
That's
reviews.
True. Yeah, dead. So, and really, in a weird way, to the doctor, the incentive is either to cure you completely or kill you.
Or kill you.
Yeah. That's why men, that's why male doctors are killing more patients. Because they're gaming the system.
Right.
They're like, this guy's gonna kill me on Yelp unless.
Yes.
That's right, the woman is smarta. That's right, the woman is smarta. That's right, the woman is smarta. That's right, that's right.